you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me to the way everlasting. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday. You know it. I've said this hundreds of times, my favorite day of the week, because I get to share somebody's faith journey, life story, a bit of their testimony, and some of the ways they see God at work. And usually it's a redemptive story. And today you're in for a real treat as I'm getting to know this new friend, Darren Fritz. He was at a BMIC meeting, I don't know, a couple weeks back, and he asked to share an announcement because he's in charge of this newer ministry called Rough Edges. It's reaching men that typically maybe wouldn't go to church or wouldn't be seen in a church because of maybe their lifestyle or background experience or for whatever reason. I think, do you meet in a barn or something?
We do. We meet in a barn, middle of a farm out in middle of Cass County, Virginia, Illinois.
And he spoke, and the Lord put it on my heart, let's get him in for a Testimony Tuesday. So we were able to pull that off at the last minute, and here he is in the studio with me. So it's Darren Fritz. He owned a restaurant, kind of bar situation some years ago. I think he sold it this past December recently, and he does some farming or works with a farmer, does some hunting on that property and such, and kind of a handyman of various trades. So we'll talk maybe a little more about that, but primarily, he talked about his heart for reaching men that oftentimes don't go to church or maybe don't feel comfortable in church or maybe are far from the Lord and so feel like these would be the ones that if he provided a free meal the last Friday of each month, can gather them together and share maybe a Bible story or introduce them to the love of God. So that's right up our alley. That's what I love to do on Tuesdays as we talk through somebody's faith journey. And I said to Darren, what would you say to a non-believer, somebody that's seeking after the Lord? And he said, just call on him. Set your pride aside. God loves you where you're at, and he wants to bring you from where you're at into a pleasant place, a place where you can have a relationship with him and then be secured for all eternity. And then he went on to say that, Mark, I just want people to know that God designed these men and these women, all the listeners that are tuned in. It's not by chance or circumstance that they're tuned in today, that God wants them to know that he cares for them and wants the best for them. So, Darren, I'm going to start out with this verse that I read to open up the program. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Were you always faithfully walking with Jesus?
Definitely not. That verse has just recently just been put on my heart. I do a Monday morning men's Bible study with a group of guys. It's online. And we've been kind of doing a breakdown of each verse or a specific verse every Monday. A couple weeks ago, that was more on taking up our cross, dying to ourselves daily. And that really started to have an impact on me. We got into this, Psalm 139, and I just thought, man, if I'm going to take up my cross daily, and if I'm going to die to myself, I really need God to search my heart first, to know me, to make sure if there are any offensive ways. He can expose those to me and help me know what I have to take up each day. Mm-hmm. But as far as being on a walk with Christ, definitely not. Not going to say that I didn't believe in God. I definitely felt like I always believed in God all the way through and prayed. Mm-hmm. Probably not prayed for the right things or the right way, but tried to have somewhat of a relationship until my late teens. And then definitely when I got into my later teens and early 20s, the world grabbed a hold of me. Mm-hmm. And it did not want to let go. By the time I was 23, I owned a bar and grill, and I will say it was the demise of my worldly life. Mm-hmm. Thank God. That was what brought me to the end of it. So there was a gentleman that had came into the bar, a buddy of mine, Gary, and he had invited me to this sportsman's banquet at the end of 2018. Athens Christian Church. He says, come on over. Here's some tickets. If you're free, we'd love to have you. give them away, give them to your customers, whatever. He was out sowing seeds. Well, a buddy of mine and I come that day, which was February 23rd of 2019, and we're sitting at my bar. We'd just gotten done shed hunting, looking for antlers that had fallen off the deer, and went back. We were having lunch, having a drink, and I start talking about this event, and he says, well, I got invited too. So, well, are we going to go? Well, bottom line, about 5 o'clock that night, we met back there at the restaurant and decided we're going to go to this event. Jeff Danker, a good friend of mine now, he was sharing his testimony that night. He is with an outdoor television broadcasting show called Buck Ventures Outdoors and the Woodsman's Ministries, based out of Oklahoma. But they branched out all across the U.S. and have individuals that are involved everywhere.
Now, this Buck Ventures Outdoors, is it a Christian format or is it just guys that love to hunt? Or
both. So it is a very Christian-based outdoor show. It's aired on the Outdoor Channel on satellite TV. Each show, they do a devotional. It's just it's a great opportunity that Christian men and women can be involved in the outdoors and use the outdoors and our passion for the wildlife and hunting to spread the gospel. So for me, being an avid outdoorsman as well, that was one of the connections immediately when Jeff spoke. And his testimony, man, it hit me that night. It was just about prioritizing life, family, work, and being able to surrender and give it over to God. Great event. We do a meal. I say we. Now I'm involved with that same group and help put on these outdoor banquets each year. But that year they had a meal, a bunch of prize giveaways, the testimony, couple hour event. And at the end of the night, being that I had the restaurant right around the corner, I'd been in the community for several years. I know most everybody there. My friend and I were like, hey, let's just stick around. We'll help clean up, so on and so forth. And I really wanted to go talk to Jeff and thank him.
So as he's talking, sharing his testimony, there's a little bit of a stirring in your heart or some conviction, because there's a lot of unchurched people or people that haven't ever entertained the idea they can have a relationship with God. But what was stirring in your heart that kept you to want to talk with him?
I think it was the fact that his testimony of how he was able to share how God had worked in his life. Once I truly let go of me trying to run my own life and said, God, I can't do this on my own anymore. I'm losing my wife. I'm losing my kids. So focused on deer hunting that I've let go of everything else. And he had tried every different way, right? Well, I'd been in that same boat in my life. So the timing, God's timing in all this, in October of 2018, just before I had gotten invited, you know, I'm a younger guy running a bar and grill, living in the world, made bad decisions, had relationships inside that business that I shouldn't have been having. That was part of the morality check for sure. Well, one of those instances, I definitely had the relationship with the wrong individual. That relationship turned into a sexual harassment lawsuit. That sexual harassment lawsuit, after three different attempts to settle, so this is where the story kind of goes back and forth, but I knew there was a civil lawsuit. I didn't find that out until after I got invited to the sportsman's banquet in December. January, I find out there's a civil lawsuit. Me being prideful Darren, though, I'm thinking no big deal. I've got texts. I've got witnesses. I know this is no big deal. You know, I'll beat this. Go to the sportsman's banquet. I'm convicted that night just to change my life. I don't know that I could truly say there was one particular thing, but I was convicted. And by the time I walked out into the foyer to meet and talk with Jeff, it was one of those God-ordained moments that, I mean, within 5 seconds of Jeff shaking my hand, he says, you know, I just shook 55 other people's hands, and there is fire running through you. Come down this hallway. And 15 minutes later, I'm on my knees bawling, giving my life over to Christ. Now, I didn't necessarily go out the next day and start living a Christian life by any means. I still tried to live life my way. I had a successful business. I had just actually started another full-time job on top of that, doing sales, great salary, great commission. I'm thinking, I've got all this under control. Totally forgot exactly what he had just told me that night before. But in my living in the world over the next couple months, I began having conviction. Things that I was doing started to have conviction within them. So probably in April or so, I started really feeling God telling me, hey, let's get to church. You need something more. But I owned a bar. Sunday mornings were not always the easiest for me. Well, one Monday morning, it was about the second Monday in May of 19, I'm getting ready to go for a jog before work. I mean, I'm standing on my porch with tennis shoes and gym shorts. And he is screaming at me, go to church.
Hmm.
Go to church. I don't know that it was audible, but it was as close to an audible voice as I could get. And it's 5:45 a.m. I sit down and I text Gary at church and I'm like, hey, what's going on at church? Like, is there something going on that I need to know about? He says, hey, man, Monday morning's men's Bible study starts at 6 a.m. Get your butt here. And I just looked up and I'm like, all right, I'm not arguing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to that Bible study, and that Bible study was yet another powerful, convicting moment for me. It was about the men of the Bible, and they were just kind of introing into the study. It might have been their second week. So we got to cover kind of a overlap of each man in the Bible that they were going to be talking about and just a short summary of each man. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there going, yeah, that's me. Well, you know, that's me, whether it was Job, whether it was David, whether it was Solomon. And what I didn't know at the time, but was about to find out, was a story of Joseph. So I start going to Bible study. So that morning, I was again impacted. I didn't say a word in that Bible study, but I walked out to my Jeep afterwards. I sat down, I called a realtor and said, I'm done. I need to sell this restaurant. I'm over it. I'm also very stubborn and hard-headed that took me 7 years to do, but I finally did let go of it. So start going every Monday for about 2 months. And the pastor this Monday, this would have been about the second Monday of July, says, hey, you know, just so you know, we're open on Sundays here too.
Hmm.
You know, if you ever want to give it a try. And I said, I'll be here Sunday.
Hmm.
And that next afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, I was running my sales route in Peoria and I got a call from the Illinois State Police. Said, pull over to the side of the road. We have a warrant for your arrest.
Mm.
We're coming to get you. That individual who had the civil suit now had went to legal matters. My life got flipped upside down. By Friday of that week, it was on every news station. I have no clue why I was such a high target for media, but it was, like I said, it was on every news channel. It was in every paper, every social media platform. Business plummeted probably 40%. I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to be anywhere. I didn't know where my life was going to go. I had no clue. I mean, I was facing 65 or 67 years in prison based off of the charges that were there. And through that, I immediately found out who my true supporters were up front, how supportive the church was. Mm-hmm. I did still go to church that Sunday. By the grace of God, I was able to walk in there in a bawling, sorrowful way, but I walked in there. And I don't know that I've missed many days in the past 7 years, but I can look back now and see how he had prepared me from inviting me to the banquet, finding out I've got this civil suit, going to the banquet, giving my life to Christ that night, then going to the Bible study, preparing for the next 2 months, being in his word, building my faith. The day after I say, all right, I'm coming to church.
Hey, all hell broke loose.
All hell breaks loose.
Yeah. Yep.
And I, like I said, I was wrecked at her for a little while. It was probably a month, month and a half. I didn't go anywhere. I locked myself in my house. I rarely wanted to talk to anybody, be around anybody. But, you know, I'd still go to church. I'd still go to Bible study. That was about the only thing I'd do. And over that next probably 45 days and beyond, I really started just having full faith, trusting, believing in God's purpose. I knew where I was at, no different than I told my civil attorney, told the criminal attorney, hey, we're not pleading. We're fighting this. We're fighting it to the end. I know what was right. I know there wasn't anything wrong. We're going to push through this and we're going to win this. Well, at points, I'm like, I really don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
But I was full send. Maybe God's got a plan for me to be in prison and minister there. Mm-hmm. And if that's what it is, I'm all in. Still very grateful that that was not the outcome. But now where he's led me is into a lot of different opportunities. This farm that I manage, it's a outdoor whitetail hunting ministry farm that we get to utilize. The gentleman who owns it, Jim Van Steenhouse, a.k.a. the Bear Man, has a powerful, powerful testimony of his own. And I actually ended up meeting him when he came to the Athens Christian Church 3 years later and shared his testimony there. And that's how I ended up getting lined up with him to go be his farm manager. Now we get to operate, and I'm blessed to be able to lead the Rough Edges ministry out there on the farm. We get to invite men in that wouldn't normally be churched. It's a powerful full circle God moment to see the redemption that he's provided, the grace that he's provided, and the involvement with Athens Christian Church that I get to be able to be kind of help co-lead that sportsman's banquet now. And again, I mean, my heart is for men, but my heart is for anyone that doesn't know the Lord, to know what he has done in my life. I can't say much on it other than it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote down a couple words, sanctification and process. What you went through and what many people that come to Christ go through, you don't just overnight suddenly change all your habits, or you continue to misbehave maybe, or have certain practices that now you look back and say, gosh, I'm glad God redeemed me out of that. But that sanctification, it's a process. It's like you get convicted of things, or you start saying, you know, is that habit or whatever I'm doing pleasing to the Lord? But it doesn't just stop overnight. And so you kind of went through that. And I wanted to share that with some of our listeners today, because they might say, you know what, if I go to church, I'm going to have to give up this or sleeping around or, you know, whatever it is. But God has designed it in such a way that you will be blessed as you get to know him more. And some of these things you're going to find yourself not desiring to do them any longer. But I love how you have a really heart for those that don't go to church. So if your prayers were going to be answered about rough edges, which is Friday of night, so I want you to give us the who, what, when, why, where, because there is a man or many men tuning in today that are going to show up Friday of night for this dinner. But what's your prayer for those that show up?
My almost every month prayer is that, one, that the men who need to show up, show up. God, just soften their hearts. Let them be in this building. Let them see other men who have become vulnerable enough to say that I don't have to be the man that this society and this world tells me I have to be. Let down your wall. Let down your pride. Let somebody love you the way that God can love you.
And there's a meal.
There's a great
some
meal.
Some of your background. I know you did this for BMIC some weeks ago at a women's basketball game where you did a couple hundred pounds of pulled pork. But I think you said sometimes you have this and then sometimes this. You do a variety of meals. So a guy's thinking, you know what? I'm available. So give us the who, what, when, why, where, and then what's going to be served.
Yep. So this month's meal is going to be beef and noodles. And again, as Mark said, it's kind of something different every time. We could do burgers and brats. We might do a fish fry. It could be deer stroganoff. Mm-hmm. It could be elk and noodles. I just happen to have some beef roast right now, so yeah. It's going to be beef and noodles.
Sure.
This one is Friday, March 27th, 6 p.m.
6 p.m., okay.
You know, most guys start showing up probably by 5:30. We're usually out of there by 8 o'clock. It's a free dinner. We've got some worship that goes along. We have somebody share a powerful biblical teaching, usually 10 to 20 minutes, and then we roll right into a testimony. And these testimonies, Mark, they rock me almost every single time to know some of these men's stories and where they came from. And a lot of them end in a relationship with Jesus, but that downward spiral usually has addiction involved somewhere. And to see a lot of these men, to know that they were young children that were abused, molested. And I sit there and I'm going, I would have chose that path too.
Right.
Like to drown that out, to hide all that, but to know that Christ has won every battle, that Christ has already beat all of those things, that he has a different option for us. And to see those guys go from the bottom to choosing Christ, it's powerful.
Listening friend, and I'm speaking to the men now, do you have some rough edges? I know I do. Well, the ministry is called Rough Edges. It's coming up this Friday. They gather from basically about 6 to 8 p.m., but get there a little early so you can introduce yourself. My special guest today, Darren Fritz, helps facilitate and host that. If you need more information, you can call 217-971-5324, 217-971-5324, or call the station. We'll have that number available. And women, you might have a guy in your life that has some rough edges. Now, don't be preaching at him or saying you need to go to this, but maybe have a little note. Hey, I heard this program today. I think you might enjoy being with these other guys. It's going to be a good meal and some testimony time. Nurture them along, or maybe it'll be next month that you can encourage them to come do it. But this program will be archived at greatnewsradio.org and wluj.org, so you can maybe tactfully send it to them. But you should at least begin praying for that man that you know that has rough edges. We all have them, but this might be that divine appointment set up through Darren's testimony today. And listening, friend, men, if you're inquisitive about, can you have a relationship with God? Does he really love me? you know, with Easter coming up, you know, I've heard about somebody dying on the cross for my sins. If you have some unanswered questions, this would be a safe and a great group of men to get those questions answered or to talk them through. Just hearing Darren's story, you know that it's going to be non-threatening, it's going to be welcoming, and I think this could be that divine appointment you've been waiting for, how you can have a relationship with God and with these other men that are just like you. We all have these rough edges. So, Darren, being our closing minute, pray up rough edges and pray up those men that might need to be coming.
God, we just thank you for this day. And God, we just thank you for the men that you created, the men that you put on this earth, the men that you created in your own image. God, we just pray that the men who need to hear these words, the men who need to be invited to Rough Edges, the men who need to show up at Rough Edges can hear this message. God, that they can have open hearts. They can lay down their pride. God, I know that you are a miracle worker. And if you can let me lay my pride down, God, I know you can do it for any other man. And men, I promise to you that there is a God out there that loves you and that will love you like you've never been loved, and that you can have an open, honest, transparent relationship with, and he will provide each and every day. God, I thank you. I thank you for each and every one of these men that get to hear this today. I thank you for this opportunity. And God, all glory goes to you, your son, and his mighty, matchless name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Oh, listening friend and wife of a man that you love or a coworker or maybe your son or somebody that you're involved with, it's coming up this Friday.
Guys, just be sure this Friday, March 27th, check out Rough Edges, 6 p.m. And also, we're on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I'll be sharing the date, sharing an event. You can check it out there.
Amen and amen. Oh, listening friend, men, if you don't have something coming up this Friday, March 27th, head out to Virginia, Illinois. It's about 45 minutes outside of Springfield, Illinois, but call Darren directly at 217-971-5324 for specifics. It'll be worth it. There'll be a great meal, testimony time, and who knows, maybe if you're not walking with the Lord, that faith journey will begin this Friday night, or it'll begin in the days ahead. This is a great group. It's called Rough Edges, and it's for you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Darren Fritz with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.